Welcome to the Jesus Week Movement radio broadcast, where we explore real stories and strategies that fuel gospel saturation and community transformation. Each week, we talk about prayer, outreach, and impact. But today, we're focusing on the power of proximity. When churches step into broken spaces, not with fear, but with faith, they become the hands and feet of Christ in places where hope feels out of reach. Hello, everyone. I'm Mick Richards.
And I'm Pastor David Bidell. I'm so happy to be here with you today. Thanks for listening in. And we're excited about today's program. Today, I have two very dear friends for a long time, right? Very dear friends and powerful woman of God, Bishop Laverne Owens Larkins, who is the executive pastor at Mount Sinai United Christian Church in Staten Island, and Reverend Angela Pierce Kelly, who's the youth pastor also at Mount Sinai United Christian Church. And we've been serving together in the Mayor's Clergy Task Force. We've done a lot together, but most recently, it's been exciting to serve together in the Mayor's Clergy Task Force. But we're so happy to have you both here today with us.
Thank you so much.
So, Pastor David, let's start at the beginning. What exactly is the Mayor's Clergy Task Force?
Well, the Mayor's Clergy Task Force is a relatively new initiative. For many years, they've been supporting and mobilizing what are called credible messengers, who are formerly incarcerated individuals who have basically been redeemed and have really changed their lifestyle, and they've been asked to intervene in violent situations to stop what they call the virus of crime, which means when there is a violent crime, there is a great potential for that violent crime to start to morph and metastasize into more situations, families, and communities. But recently they said, hey, but the clergy are always there at these situations as well, that we often are present at the times of crisis. And so they've said, let's begin to build a coalition not only of credible messengers, but of clergy messengers. And they wanted to create a task force that also enables those individuals to be present, not only to be involved in the intervention of these situations, but to be involved in the prevention of these situations. So it's been exciting to see that come together in Staten Island over the last year and a half.
Yeah. So let's get to know our guests a little bit better. Bishop Laverne, let's begin with you. Now, you serve as the executive pastor of Mount Sinai United Christian Church, and you're deeply involved in the Staten Island Clergy Task Force. So tell us just a little bit about your role in the community and how you became a part of this citywide effort.
Well, thank you, Mick. I'll be glad to do that. As you said previously, I am the executive pastor of the church. Like you said, years ago, I heard the Lord call me to come from inside the church walls. And it's been many years. And so we started evangelizing out in the street. It was long before the city got involved, because at that time, you know, the government was not involved, you know, in church affairs. But the Lord said the government is on his shoulders.
That's right.
And I had no fear of going out there and taking some teams with me, because we want the community to know that the church loves them.
Absolutely.
And so I've been out there for a number of years.
And you're all of 4'10", 4'11", aren't you, my sister? Out there, you know, hugging and praying for the 6'5", you know, young
That's
guns
right.
out there, just with a fearlessness.
My doctor told me, he said, "How tall are you?" I said, 5'0", and he put me on the scale there. He said, "You're 4'11". I said, "No, that's not true."
You know?
But I love the people, especially my young men.
Amen.
You know, we love children.
Yes.
But my passion is for those 20 to 35, 40-year-olds, you know. And so that's who I talk to. That's who I grab their hands while they're walking down the street.
Amen.
You know, because I have no fear of my own community.
And they love you too. Amen. Pastor Angela, tell us a little bit about your story and your history in serving.
I've been doing this for many years, and I've always loved children and teenagers. I felt the need for them to know that someone genuinely loves them, understands them, and is non-judgmental. Someone they can talk to day or night, and I do mean day or night, via telephone, via Zoom, in the street house, in the courthouse, and especially in the schoolhouse.
Now, Bishop Laverne, tell us a little bit about how you are involved in the task force. What kind of things do you do?
Well, we want to make sure that the community knows we are out there. And so what do? We have a food pantry set up a couple of times a month, and we make it our business to get out there with prayer banners. Mm-hmm. When people come for food, then that's our opportunity to say, can I pray for you?
Amen.
And four times out of five, they'll say, yes, please.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
And so I'm so grateful for that. Even the young ones, you know, and of course, you know, when we have the resources that Urban Hope provided, you know, and we are the people that Mount Sinai provides, mm-hmm. you know, so we don't mind praying. And the men, the young men, are the ones who capture my heart,
mm-hmm.
you know,
Amen.
So I thank God for that.
And also, Bishop Laverne and Angela, it's interesting because you've both been involved in the clergy task force in violence intervention, but part of the violence prevention is one of our other shows, which is about the Ambassadors of Peace Initiative and the School Adoption Initiative.
Yes.
And it's something that we've all been building together, which is the dream of creating an ecosystem of love and care around our most vulnerable communities. And we found that the only way to do that is to serve our communities and our most at-risk young people, both where they go to school and where they live.
Yeah.
And so in the task force has been going back and forth between doing leadership development in the schools, mm-hmm. and you guys have been fantastic. Mount Sinai has rocked the work at IS-61, and then also in the intervention. But I'd like you to share a little bit how it connects, because we don't have to give any names, but one of the young ladies in your program at 61, her brother was violently attacked.
Yes.
And how was that to be with her in the school and with him and the family in the street and in the violence intervention?
Okay, let me let Reverend Kelly talk about the young lady, because she's in part of her program.
Yeah. Well, the young lady, just us being there and being visible and being accessible, has truly helped her to overcome some of these challenges that went along with that. Mm. We see her every week. She knows that we're available. We're talking to her, we're hugging her, we're supporting her, we're giving her good balance to know that it's going to be okay and that she can count on us, not just on Mondays, but anytime that she needs us, that we're there.
That's fantastic. And we're seeing that it's bearing fruit, even in this 1 year. At a recent meeting at the 120 precinct, the CO of the precinct said that 2024 was the safest year in the history of the 120 precinct. And the summer was also the safest summer. There were no shootings in the first time in the history of the precinct that there were no shootings. Nobody got shot in July and August in the 1-2. And you know, we've been in these communities a long time. We were rejoicing at the miracle of what God had done. And we like to talk about Kevlar sometimes. We like to talk about the power of Kevlar, that Kevlar is that's the material that makes up the bulletproof vest. But when it was first created, it was called the thread that stops bullets.
My.
So I love to talk about that, because it's how a thread can never stop bullets.
Mm-hmm.
But when we're woven together, because there's multiple churches,
we
work together with the NYPD, with the mayor's office, mm-hmm. with the schools, and we're beginning to see the weaving together of what we call bulletproof sanctuaries over our most troubled communities.
Yes.
So, Angela, you've been hands-on with children and teens in some incredibly difficult situations. Yeah, I wanted to ask you, what are you seeing right now in the schools and in their lives, and how have you used your role to become an advocate and a bridge for them, helping stand in the gap?
Well, I'm seeing that now they feel that they have someone that they can trust, someone that they can talk to, someone that can advocate for them in the schools, with their parents, as well as with their peers. We're teaching them how to deal with everyday life and know that there's greatness in them, and we're there to help them actualize it.
And there's another thing that I want to speak about in relationship to the clergy task force. Last year, the chief of police over Staten Island asked us to basically stand post in the four most dangerous streets in Staten Island for the entire month of July and August. And it was quite a huge ask for us. I think he asked us in May. He said, if I close off the four most dangerous streets in Staten Island for July and August, would your churches be able to bring programming in? And so we said, we'll do everything we possibly can. And we ended up being able to bring about 115 to 120 days of programming throughout July and August in various ways. Some were enormous programs with the bouncy houses and the stage truck and the music. And sometimes it was a few people playing handball with the kids or playing basketball and doing some arts and crafts. But again, it turned out to be the safest summer in the history of the 120 precinct. And that's when we realized the power of prayer and proximity. Mm-hmm. That when we were present in those neighborhoods, the presence of God not filled those communities. It's, yes, like that story from when Elijah was told that there were horses and chariots of fire were surrounding his village. He didn't have to be afraid. It was Elisha. Mm-hmm. They said that there were horses and chariots of fire surrounding us. We felt that power surrounding us and blessing our communities. So these have been some exciting opportunities to intervene in times of crisis as the clergy task force, to really pray. You were there with us at one of the only murders in Staten Island last year. We all went there. Mm-hmm. We all went to the scene of the crime. We were praying. You knew a lot of the neighbors there. Right. We were all praying, right, with the families. It was a horrible time, but the church was there with comfort. Tell us a little bit about that experience.
Well, the church has been out there, at least our church has been out there. But I began to knock on church doors in the community to say, this is our community. Come out with us. Come from inside the wall. And some of them did. Mm-hmm. Some of them did. And I was very grateful. They came into the parks with us,
yeah,
you know, and we set up the prayer stations. Mm-hmm. Each church had a prayer station,
yes,
and they had snacks and things like that. And the young people were so pleased.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we would see people hanging out the window because they were grateful that we were there.
Amen, amen.
But we didn't want it to stop. And last year, if there was no gun violence, I have said to our team, Reverend Kelly and I, we can't stop now.
Yeah,
we,
yeah,
must get out there. And so we're ready to set up Holy Flood again.
Hallelujah. Well, we just had a big meeting with the NYPD in Staten Island, and they're ready to do it not only in four communities this year, but five.
Wow.
So we're going to have five. No, I think they're doing six. They're doing,
awesome,
Mariners Harbor, Port Richmond, and all of the four, West Brighton, Park,
mm-hmm,
Hill, Stapleton, okay, and New Brighton again this year.
Right.
So it's going forward, and this year we have a little bit more lead time, so we're excited about the incredible opportunity, again, to stand post, you know,
yes,
to express the love of Christ,
mm-hmm,
and to not be stuck in our sanctuaries like,
yes,
you began with,
yes,
not to be,
right,
stuck and just that where 95% of the ministry is indoors.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, we were called to be outside,
yes,
not stuck inside the church. And sometimes when Jesus said, let your light shine before men and don't hide it under a bushel,
mm-hmm,
sometimes the very church facility, the building that we love, that is so precious to us, becomes a bushel,
mm-hmm,
that's covering our light. So as you have been demonstrated so powerfully of being in, bringing the light into the streets,
mm-hmm,
it's changing the streets.
Yes.
And as you're going to other churches,
mm-hmm,
to say, let's join together,
that's,
it's,
right,
revealing the power of the church coming,
that's,
together,
right,
as one in a John 17 movement.
That's,
so it's,
right,
it's been such an exciting joy to partner together with both of you.
Thank,
and
you,
and the church is on Staten Island.
Reverend Angela, there's a lot of activity that's happening in Staten Island, especially with Jesus Week Staten Island. You're both a part of that movement, that team. Let me just ask you, what are your hopes for Staten Island this year, this summer?
I'm hoping that it will be one of the safest summers ever. I'm hoping that the young people, as well as their parents, as well as the community, will come out and truly grasp the fact that Jesus loves them, and so do we.
Bishop Laverne, before we end the show, is there anything you want the audience to know about today's topic?
I do. I believe that Mount Sinai has one of the most evangelistic mindsets of any church that I have ever known. And my pastor, who encourages us to do what the Bible says, and that is to go out into the community and compel them to come in. They will not come in if we don't go and get them.
Amen.
And that's what Jesus tells us to do. And we will forever be out there until God says, okay, now I'm coming to get you all.
Amen.
Thank you so much, though, for having us here.
And Bishop Brown has been one of my dearest friends for over 35 years now.
Mm-hmm.
We've been serving together in some tough streets and some tough neighborhoods. So it's been such an honor to co-labor with Mount Sinai Church and with you and with Reverend Dr. Bishop Brown.
And Reverend Wayne McDougall.
And, oh, my gosh, Reverend Wayne McDougall has been an extraordinary. So there's just this incredible team that God has brought together in Staten Island, and it's been a joy to do this together.
Yes.
Well, we have heard it clearly today. Proximity changes everything. When the church shows up with open hearts and willing hands, streets change, families heal, and kids realize they are seen and they are loved.
Amen. Thank you so much for being with us today for the Jesus Week radio broadcast. And please check out everything that we've been doing at JesusWeekMovement.org because we're building a team of those that love the Lord, the lost in each other, churches and leaders that love the Lord, the lost in each other. And this team is a powerful team that can heal anything that's broken in our city. So God bless you. Thank you for being with us today.
Until next time, keep praying. Keep serving and keep believing for transformation.